The U.S. Senate has passed the Democratic-led health care reform bill. The vote split down party lines this morning. 60 Democrats and independents voted yes, and 39 Republicans voted against it. Alaska senators sided with their respective parties. Vice President Joe Biden presided over the vote, which moves health care reform farther than it has come in decades, since the creation of Medicare in the 1960s. Today's was the Senate's first Christmas Eve session in more than 45 years. Democratic Senator Mark Begich voted for passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. He said this week that the bill's not perfect, but it contains much of what he campaigned on. He says it will help small businesses and improve medical care in Alaska, ensure an additional 31 million Americans, and create sweeping changes in the insurance industry, like banning companies from denying coverage for pre-existing health conditions.
The legislation, as we have talked about, has had a lot of input from both Democrats and Republicans, and I think the legislation that's in front of us now moves this country in the right direction. It's a piece of legislation that I believe saves money, saves lives, saves Medicare, and holds insurance companies accountable. So I think it's the right direction. It moves us from the status quo, which was insurance companies denying, delaying, and rationing health care.
The Senate health care bill also includes reauthorizing the Indian Health Service, something Alaska senators have long been pushing. But Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is firmly against the overall bill. She said on Tuesday in a speech on the Senate floor that she believes Alaskans are behind her.
And it seems that the longer the people from Alaska, the longer the people from around this country have to look at what is contained in this 2,000-plus page bill, the more they realize the negative impacts, the consequences to them and their family and their businesses. And they are no longer silent. I've had so many calls and letters coming from people saying, I've never weighed in with you before, never weighed in with my delegation, but this is something that I can't keep silent on.
Even though the Senate has passed its health care reform legislation, the work is not yet over. In the new year, the Senate bill will have to be merged or reconciled with a version passed by the U.S. House. They have significant differences, including a government-run public option for insurance, which the House bill contains, but the Senate bill does not. The Senate also voted this morning to increase the U.S. debt limit by $290 billion. It was a mostly party-line vote of 60-39, with most Democrats supporting it, including Senator Begich, and Republicans like Senator Murkowski rejecting it.